Hello and welcome. Kim Knight here from KimKnightHealth.com. And in this video, I want to give an introduction to the Knight Method of Transformation. So what is the Knight Method? It is a toolbox of personal development strategies and techniques to guide you into being the happiest, healthiest, most evolved version of yourself so that you can live your potential and be on purpose. That is the purpose of the Knight Method. It is about transforming you and transforming what you don't want into what you do want. So these personal development and self-awareness techniques are designed to lead you towards self-mastery of your whole being. So that means your physical body, your emotions, your mind, and your spirit, whatever that is for you, because that will be different for each person. And these techniques teach you how to step fully into your authentic self so that you can feel good physically, mentally, emotionally, and live the life that you've come here to live and that you were born to live. Because we only create true happiness, health, and success when we truly believe in ourselves and value ourselves and are operating from a place of authentic power and wisdom. And I can speak from personal experience here and the experience of working with hundreds of women. I do also work with some men, but mainly women, is that unless we believe in ourselves, we have authentic self-value and self-worth, then we just are like a mouse stuck on a wheel, a hamster stuck on a wheel, working away, but not really getting anywhere. So these techniques are self-directed practices because what I love to do is to teach people how to do it for themselves. This is true empowerment. I want you to learn how to do it so that you don't have to rely on people like myself. And once these techniques are learned, you have them for the rest of your life and you just keep using them and your life keeps getting better and better. So even though up until now I've only really spoken about personal development, or that's what it may seem, here's the interesting thing. Most people who come in the door to see me have a chronic illness. They're either in chronic pain or chronic fatigue. They're exhausted. Their lives are just not running properly, everything is going wrong, nothing is working, but mainly they tend to have severe physical illness. And so they come in the door with depression, anxiety, and a whole host of symptoms and health diagnoses. But when we dig deeper, what we find is that the causes of those problems are not to be found at a physical or surface level. They're found at a deeper level. And so when we deal with things at this deeper mind emotional level, then not only do the symptoms go away, but also we're then able to step into our personal power and be our true self. So some of the things, for example, that people will be learning through these techniques are how to have guilt-free self-first and self-care. That means that we're no longer guilty to put ourselves first and make ourselves a priority. They teach people how to be assertive, how to step into their power, how to communicate their feelings honestly, honest communication, and how to rebuild self-confidence, self-esteem, self-worth, and self-value, and all these healthy self things. So as I said, we have to remember that the root cause of problems run much deeper than we may initially suspect. And for example, physical and mental symptoms such as physical pain, fatigue, or depression, anxiety, these sort of symptoms, they rarely have a physical cause. And so if we're only trying to address things physically and if you're not getting anywhere, that will be the reason. So we're going to have to go and look for a reason at a much deeper level. So one of the core concepts that I keep reminding people is that we heal a whole person's life, not an illness. We heal a whole person, not a health condition. So we have to address our whole life, our whole being, and we have to look at the whole of our life to understand why is it that I have problems now. Because what I found is that all these problems are actually set up in the first 7 years of life. And with every single client that I've seen in the past 12 years, without exception, this has proven to be true. Now, I'm waiting for that to be proven not true. I'm totally open for that not to be the case, but so far, it's been the case. So there are three stages of transformation that people go through when they use these techniques and when they go through the program, so to speak. And the first step is very, very important. It's the identification of the problem. So if you take your car to be fixed because it's broken down, if the mechanic can't identify what's caused the problem, he won't know what tools to use, he won't know what parts to order, he won't know how to do the repair. And that is exactly the same with the human. If we don't identify the root causes, we're just going to be wasting time and money. And I spent many, many years wasting a lot of time and a lot of money before I really got these core pieces of the puzzle and a very deep understanding of, okay, this is what we have to do to get to the root of the problem. The second stage of the transformation is resolution. So first of all, we identify the cause of the problem, and then the whole of the rest of the time is spent on solution, solution, solution. And once we've done that, then we start to feel good again, we're healthy, we're happy, we're starting to operate at full capacity, we're being authentic, we're in our power, and we're living the life that we want to be living. So what is important to remember as well is that really what we're doing is we're removing blocks to being our authentic, true, powerful self, because our authentic self is already here. It never goes anywhere. It just gets blocked. So we have to remove these blocks, and really that's a lot about removing blocks to self-love, self-appreciation, self-value, self-acceptance, learning self-care, how to put oneself first, and lots of other things as well. So stage one involves an easy 90-minute consultation or breakthrough session. And this is a whole life assessment where the big picture and also the fine detail of a person's life is assessed to pick out the major events that have contributed to either the unhappiness or the illness. So what we're doing in that session, and by the end of it, is that we're defining the cause, and then that automatically enables us to see the solution. If it is a group workshop, then it is the same thing, but just done in a different way. It's root cause analysis, but just doing it in a group environment. And I call that my Become Your Own Health Detective workshop. And then if it's for a professional, if you're a professional, then it is root cause analysis training, teaching how to go through this methodology, how to do root cause analysis with clients. Then we come to the resolution stage, and this is all about learning how to self-manage ourselves, how to reduce symptoms of pain, fatigue, and unhappiness, and we have a huge amount of power to be able to do that because our body is a self-healing machine. And once we take away what is blocking that or what is getting in the way, then the body can heal itself. But first of all, we have to identify what is it that's preventing us or preventing our body from doing its normal job, its natural job of self-healing. And then, of course, at the same time, we're also then learning to regrow our self-confidence, self-esteem, self-empowerment, etc. And just a note on the word transformation. And the reason I want to say this is because it's called the Knight Method of Transformation. Transformation is a complete change in the appearance or character of something or someone, especially so that thing or person is improved. So this is what we're really doing. When you go through these exercises and learn them and apply them, your life will transform. And that transformation happens from the inside out. And because our world is a mirror of our internal world, so the external world is a mirror of our internal world, by changing inside, your external world starts to change. So transformation is all about creating true, authentic, lasting, positive change. That is what we're looking for. Now, if you want to watch more videos on more information, then there's other videos to be seen on the portal. For example, the nine pillars of health mastery, which is the nine core life areas that we're going to need to look at and address to master our health and well-being. And really what we're doing when we're addressing these nine pillars or these nine core areas is that we're learning how to stop breaking the law of health or the laws of health and instead follow the laws of health. Also, there are other videos on, well, which conditions can be helped using this method, how was this method developed, what makes it so unique, and lots more.